How are we like him? Luke 6 and 40. Jesus said, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. We must strive for perfecting holiness in the fear of God, and that is keeping God's commandments by the Spirit and right up to the letter of it. And then we're projecting the image of Christ. He kept the whole law, the whole purpose and intent of the law. Jesus kept it completely, perfectly. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, in verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in the world, or this world. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. The Lord called us, if I may use the terminology, to be little Jesuses. If our master is holy, then we'll be holy. If our Lord is holy, we'll be holy. If our Lord was disciplined, we'll be disciplined. The disciple is not above his master. But everybody that's perfect, everyone that is perfect, shall be as his master. Being a projection of that life of Jesus makes us like Jesus. We must dress as becometh holiness. Our conversation must be as becometh holiness. Our spirit must not be filled with guile and all manner of uncleanness, that our spirit will be holy and project the right attitude to the world about us, for us to project the image of Christ. It's been over 10 years ago, I preached to the people of my little native village of Cortez, Florida, for the first time. I preached in the church, but I didn't preach to very many people. That little holiness church there, maybe 25 or 30 at the most. But to get that group of people in that little village together, some 300 or 400, maybe 500, now that was another problem. Now, I always wondered how the Lord was going to let me do it. So there was a lady died, and she was a member of the church, and she requested for me to preach her funeral. Well, I consented very readily, and I preached her funeral in one of the big funeral parlors that was in the county seat in Bradenton. And the Lord told me, after I got the news that I would be called upon to preach the funeral, I began to pray about it right then. The Holy Ghost began to deal with me and said, gave me the message to preach, but also the Lord told me that I had to get up and tell those people that in judgment you're not going to have any excuse for not knowing the right way from all these errors, from the teaching of error that you've been taught. Many of you, I got up in that funeral when I preached, I said, many of you folks, you claim you don't know what's right or wrong or which church is right and what and who to look at and who to listen to. And I had folks in there that belonged to the Church of Christ and Baptists and just wicked people, as well as some Christians, real Christians. I said, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord spoke to me. I said, you've known me all my life, almost every one of you here. You know me. You knew me when I was a little boy. Some of you here were here before I was born. You knew when I was born. You knew my parents. You knew my life before I was saved. You know my life since I got saved. You know all about me. I've been manifest to you. I'm going to tell you something. God has made me an example to you, whether you like it or not. God has made me an example to you. You're not going to have any alibis before God in judgment by saying, well, Lord, I didn't know what was right. You know right now. You're going to know right from now on. God's made me your example. And I'm going to walk before you. When I get into your midst down here, I'm not even going to look the wrong way, where you can think I'm even looking for something wrong to do. I'm going to dress right. I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to be an example in work, in honesty. I'm going to love you, pray for you, and be fair with you and everything. And you're not going to have no excuses from now on before God, I'll tell you that. God called me to preach, and I'm preaching you a message here today on how to be saved and what you're going to do to meet God without sinning your life. That's something. The Holy Ghost tells you you've got to be an example. That means you've got to project the real Christ, the image of the real Christ to people. You've got to be a projection, just like you put up a big screen and get a projector and a colored slide. You got a big image up there and you project it on the screen and you just turn the, where it says on the bottom back of the projector, high and low. You might think you can save wattage and save your bulb longer by turning on low, which you will. But you can't do it. You got to turn on high and not worry about the bulb. I'm getting hot. Praise God. It is hot when you stay in that limelight. It's hot. The Lord says, hey, you got to be an example. You got to dress right. You got to treat them people right, even if they don't treat you right. You got to be tolerant, long-suffering with them. You got to show that you love them. You got to watch your words. Everything you do, you go down there and go fishing, you can't act selfish out there among those fishermen. As a commercial fisherman that I grew up to be and followed for many years, be an image of Christ. Treat them right. Have integrity. Keep your word. That's one thing that little town watches a man for, to see if you keep your word. If you don't keep your word, you're no good. And they put you at the bottom of the list. Praise God. It's a wonderful place to get tested and tried. In Isaiah, the 51st chapter, beginning in verse 7. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. Isn't that amazing? God says, hearken to me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. The people in whose heart is my law. The people I wrote, that I've written my commandments in their heart and mind. Now listen to me. Now they're the only ones that are going to listen, so the Lord might as well have addressed it to them, because the rest aren't going to hear. So now you hearken unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men. If you have God's law written in your heart and mine and are striving to please Jesus and to be a model, to project his image, then he says, don't you fear the reproach of men. All their old reproaching and their reviling and their criticizing you, fully on them. As one general said back in World War II to the Germans when he was surrounded, nuts on you. Praise God. I don't fear your reviling just because they don't agree with me when I preach righteousness and holiness and strive to live it. No, the Lord said, fear you not the reproach of men, neither be you afraid of their revilings. Don't be afraid of them, for the moth shall eat them up like a garment. Boy, isn't that some ending? And the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Verse 1, Isaiah 51 continuing. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Hearken to me, you that are following after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit where you're digged. Go back and see where you came from. Then look unto Abraham your father. Look in that old hole you come out of. Look at that old pit you come up from. Go back and look over in it. See if that's where you want to go back to. It says, look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Somebody says, well, he's talking to the Jews. He is. Well, I believe he's talking to me too. I'm going to accept it. How many of you like to accept that as being to you? I'll give you a little more scripture if you do, if you follow after righteousness, all right? Let's look at Galatians, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 26 through 29. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. If you put on Christ, then who's going to show, you or him? If you put him on, then he's going to project himself, and his image is going to outshine you and all the stars.